We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the New Hampshire Wildcats, Ricky Santos. Good morning, Coach Santos.
Good morning, Rob. How you doing?
I'm well. A bye week for your team, a rare Saturday off for you and your staff. So what was the what has been the focus of practices and during the bye week?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's always good to get some rest and get the kids back refocused. You know, for us, it was getting back to fundamentals and working on basics. You know, we did a lot of things in the special teams game, a lot of special team circuits, getting back some tackling stuff that we've done to make sure we can continue to harp on those things. And then for us, we're really young offensively, so it was getting some of our young guys a lot of reps against our starting defense. So when we did practice, we made sure that we were doing some good on good and getting those young receivers and the young quarterbacks some game type reps. So I thought it was a really good job, you know, by the staff getting these guys focused all week. And then we came in, we had a really productive practice yesterday and got ahead of Villanova a little bit. So, you know, we're ready to go.
Obviously, bye weeks are always a great time for guys to heal up. Are there any guys that maybe have been struggling or that you've been without that you think might be ready to go this week?
You know, Pop Lacey's the one guy who, you know, coming off that foot injury, he's still probably a week away, but I think, you know, getting him some extra rehab time was critically important. And then a couple of our offensive linemen, Nick Velty, Matt Matulis, are two guys that we feel like will be ready to go and potentially could see in the rotation. So it was good to get those guys some more practice reps.
I want to just kind of take a look at your team here, seven games in. Defensively, obviously, you're one of the best in the conference and one of the best in FCS, giving up just 16 points a game, I think second in total defense, the yards allowed. What has impressed you with your defense at this point, and what has made them so effective and so good?
I think first and foremost, you know, our defense coordinator, John Lyons, has done a great job. They're consistent. You know, we've been in this, you know, the same scheme now for a bunch of years. So the senior presence and leadership that we have are doing a great job of buying into what we believe. And they run to the football extremely well. You know, we tackle well. I think it's always our belief the first guy's going to tackle and the second guy's going to get in there and try to rip the ball out. So creating turnovers has been something that we've harped here and been as good as anyone in the country in the last 4 or 5 years. So I think, you know, tackling and creating turnovers is something that, you know, we do really, really well. And then our, you know, our secondary does a great job of allowing us to be aggressive and pressure. We feel like those guys can do some good jobs locking up some guys in man-to-man situations. So I think, you know, having guys that have played a lot of football on the back end is really helping us out as well.
Offensively, you went into the season with a couple of freshman quarterbacks, a redshirt and a true freshman, and Max Bergemer has won the job. We've talked about him often on these calls, but how have you seen him grow over the past 7 weeks from the guy that you put in the second half against Holy Cross?
Yeah, I think he's doing a good job of getting better each week. You know, he's somebody who, you know, really enjoys the process of getting better at football. He enjoys the film study, really likes to get out there and compete every day in practice. And I think, you know, for us, it's continuing to get better every single day in practice and you just work on some of that stuff. You know, our big deficiency right now as a team is probably, you know, making explosive plays in the pass game. So I think as he gets more comfortable, you know, being able to stand in there and push the ball down the field, and we get more comfortable going up and making some of those contested plays, you know, I think it's only going to bode well for our offense success going here down the stretch. So I think, you know, the bye week came at a good time, getting some competitive one-on-ones against our starting defensive backs and getting some really good quality reps this week, you know, really helped us.
The running game's always been traditionally been a big part of the New Hampshire offensive attack. It was an area that wasn't as good a year ago, maybe as Coach Mack would have liked. But this year, using the three backs with Evan Gray and Carlos Washington, Dylan Lave, it seems to have turned into a strength. How do you feel about those guys, and what do they each provide to maybe bring something a little different to the position?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, it starts up front. You know, we finally had a lot of depth this year that Coach Miller felt like he had some guys in the rotation, even though we had a couple starters banged up from the beginning of the year. Their immediate backups were guys we felt like could really contribute and help us be efficient in that part of the game. And then, you know, each running back brings something a little bit different. You know, Carlos Washington is somebody who's, you know, really complete back. He can make plays out of the backfield in the passing game. He also has good vision in some of our run schemes. You know, and he's an explosive guy who can take one for a touchdown anytime he touches it. When you look at Evan Gray, is just that model of consistency. Every time he touches the ball, it's an efficient run. We feel like the first guy's never going to bring him down. He does a great job of setting the tone and running through contact. And then, you know, Dylan Lobby, somebody who he's explosive. He has a really good understanding of our offense. We can put him in the slot. We can, you know, put him out as wide receiver and make some plays in the passing game. And also the stuff he can do from the backfield. So I think each one of those guys are doing a good job of taking advantage of the reps when they have it. And also the leadership in that room really coming from, you know, their coach Shetty, and doing a good job. They're all believing in who's ever in there. You know, those guys are giving their best and doing a good job supporting each other.
You touched on maybe big plays in the passing game as being one thing, but what are some areas that you feel like you'd like to see your team improve on down here, down the stretch run?
I just want to continue to do a good job protecting the football. You know, the games we've got in trouble, we've lost the turnover battle, and obviously that's what happened, you know, last week against Delaware. You know, we gave them too many opportunities, and in a game where they were controlling the clock and running the ball, each individual possession was so critically important. So I think protecting the ball, you know, continue to make good decisions at the quarterback position. And then offensively, you know, finding a way to marry up some of, you know, our play action game with the run game that's been so effective. So finding ways to, you know, to push the ball down the field again is something we got to work on.
Team 4-3 overall, and 3-1 in the conference here with 4 weeks to go. Everybody is aware of the great 14-year playoff run that New Hampshire had with the CA title potentially and playoff sort of looming. Is that something that you addressed at all with your guys, or is it more just a week-to-week thing?
It's a week-to-week thing, but I think we've always believed that November is championship month, and that's always our goal in the first half and the first three quarters of the season, to put ourselves in a position to compete for a league championship this time of year, and that's exactly what we've done. So, you know, for us, we know every single week is going to be a really, really big test, and it's no different this week. Villanova is a very good, complete football team. You know, that's capable of beating anybody in the country. So, you know, we're really just focusing on them right now. But I think we know that we gave ourselves a great opportunity here going down the home stretch.
As you said, Villanova, the next opponent, a nationally ranked team. As you've started to study the Wildcats, what impresses you both offensively and defense? What challenges did they present for you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, ultimately for us, the way we look at it starts at the quarterback position for them. You know, Dan Smith does such a great job of making explosive plays through the air. He's also a really, really dynamic runner. He's a true dual threat kid that we're going to have to, you know, account for. And I think, you know, their offensive line does a good job protecting him as well. So, you know, you look, they're number one in total offense in the entire conference, and the number two in scoring offense. So I think, you know, offensively they're very balanced, and they pose a good challenge for our defense. And then defensively going against them, you know, they do a great job of stopping the run. I think they're second in the conference in rush defense. So, you know, the 3-3 stack always poses a different challenge. So we're going to have to be really clean in some of our assignments up front. Their defensive line does a great job of protecting their linebackers and letting them run free. You know, they have a couple physical guys that can flat out play. You know, Forrest Ryan is a guy who leads our team in tackles. And he's a dynamic physical presence there in the middle for them. And they have some guys on the back end that can make a ton of plays as well. So they're going to pressure. They're going to get after us a little bit. And we have to be ready for that as well. So we're excited for this opportunity.
All right, Ricky, thanks so much for taking time with us this morning. And we'll talk again next Monday.
Thanks, Rob. Take care now.